Would you pray with me? Holy One, be with us in our musings, in our attempts to understand, and may we somehow encounter you in the words of these ancient people. Amen. So it was a long reading, and we deliberately read it in a paraphrase today that was a little bit easier to understand. So let me give you a little background on the story of Paul that we read today. So Paul, do you remember? Paul had been a murderer of Christians. That's pretty strong, but that's actually what he was. He had been sent out by the temple. He was a good and faithful Jew, and he had been sent out to tell them to toe the line. And he was sent out to catch people, and there is a famous story where he agrees to hold the coats of those who stoned Stephen to death. So that's one of the pieces of background, because these Christians weren't following the rules. After some time, as he was had this incredible experience on the road to Damascus, when he was struck down by the light of God and told that he had a mission for Christ, he was accepted by the Christians, including Peter, Barnabas, and the others. Do you remember the one rule that they give him? They only give him one rule. Take care of the poor. That's the only rule. Peter has been in Galatia. And Peter has been several other places. But he's been in Galatia, and he's been talking to the Jews. That's his mission. But he's also been talking to Gentiles. In fact, God saw him a vision, gave him a vision in which he was told that nothing that God makes is unclean. Food, which is good for him, the people around him. And so he lives there, quote, as a non-Jew. He doesn't encourage Christians to be circumcised. He eats with non-Jews. He eats food that he wouldn't normally eat. He doesn't follow all of the rituals of purification. Until a bunch of other Jews come and take him to task. And then he kind of reverts. He gives up his non-Jewish friends. He no longer teaches about Christ's welcome for all. And people have written to Paul to say, well, if we have to be Jewish, Peter says that we have to be Jewish. And some of the Jews are writing and saying, Peter says that all those other people, they have to become Jewish before they can come to Christ. They have to be like us. They have to adopt our customs and all of our rules, or they can't come to Christ. And Paul is really angry. And that comes through in his letter. He is really angry about that. So much so that if you read the words of Scripture in a more direct translation, he's so angry he almost doesn't make sense, which is why that's a hard passage to read. But basically what he's saying is, I tried that, and it led me to kill Christians. I tried to keep every rule, every single rule, and I tried to get everyone else to follow those rules, and look what happened. It was terrible. It wasn't kind. It didn't honor things, and it didn't help the poor, which is supposed to be the one rule. None of that. So he calls instead for Peter to return to the openness that Paul imagines Christ offers. And he calls all of the people there not to put stumbling blocks in the way of those who want to come and be part of that community. It's a really important story not just because it's one of the reasons we're all here today. That's a really important thing. Honestly, if this conversation had not taken place, Christianity would have probably ended up as a tiny sect in the Middle East, and none of us would be here. It's a really important conversation also because we keep doing it. We keep doing exactly what Peter was doing. We close ourselves into our little groups with our little customs, wearing the right clothes, cutting our hair the right way. That was one of the rules of Judaism, by the way. All of those things, and telling people if they don't look like us and they don't act like that, us, and they don't sound like us, that they aren't welcome here, that they're not true Christians. They're not following the rules. We had a whole session yesterday, supposedly, on the rules to follow. And one of the things that we did was we looked at the passages specifically about homosexuality, because that's not actually what most of them are about. And there's about four. There's some that are quoted all the time, Leviticus, for example, which is a rule, along with a pile of other rules about how to remain Jewish. That's what they're about. That's specifically what they're about. These other things are not. But we also put up posters, and you'll see them when you go for coffee, about, with only a small fraction of the comments about helping the poor, and a small fraction of the comments about welcoming the strangers. And so I've put them up there at coffee time. You can go and have a look. Remember, you can find lots more of those rules. So instead, we thought we'd be a bit creative. And we asked people to list the things that they wanted in their community. What were the attributes of the community that they wanted to live in? I'm having a difficult time because some of them are upside down. So, inclusive, accept each person as they are, and love and respect. Okay. Accepting and affirming spiritual values. Harmonious and in order, I like that. Peaceful, prosperous, and progressive. Attributes of my community: tolerant, educated, learn before spouting ignorance and hatred. There's a really good one. Inclusivity. How can we as a community actually be more inclusive? We all talk the talk. What more can we do? Curiosity. One of the attributes of community is curiosity and friendliness. Open, joyful, friendly, non-judgmental, spirit-led, inclusive, joyful, patient, thoughtful, open. Church can be one of the few intergenerational entities left in society. We should value this. All are a part. All are valued, all are welcome, all are integral. I'd like to see a community where people can respect and help each other despite having different views and belief. So I'm going to pop that back up and you can have a look at those. Anyone who's been in church knows that you can break the rules without even trying. You can go into the kitchen at the wrong time. You can say the wrong thing at the wrong time. You can show up later, early. You can sit in the wrong pew. There's a lot of unwritten rules that we have, as well as written rules. And it all comes down to following the light of Christ. And it sounds so easy, and it's absolutely the hardest thing to do. It was actually easier for Paul to follow all of those other rules. Might have saved his life, actually, if he'd followed all of those other rules, than it was to teach and preach openness of community. It's often said that the United Church wants to take the easy way out. We do, because we're human, so we do. But the truth is, that openness of community is not the easy way out. It's hard, and it takes work, and it takes planning, and it takes support, and sometimes it takes trying and making mistakes, and trying again. We're going to be hopefully learning more about that in the next little while, but I hope you will take that into your interactions. This is an interesting week in our community. Go vote. But there are a lot of people who are trying to tell us we can't be together, that we shouldn't be together, and that we shouldn't respect one another. And the forces that try to divide us are strong. Hopefully, the forces that bring us together are stronger. May it be so. Amen.